What we have learned about the chakras from the Hindu traditions come from a religious practice. And remember that the shamanic practices are spiritual practices that are intimately connected to nature. So that each one of our chakras connects us to the rivers, to the trees, to the canyons, to the waters. They also connect us to our past, to our histories, and to our destinies. So they're luminous cords that can extend from a chakra to connect us to others. So we may be connected, for example, to our parents through a luminous cord that extends from our second chakra, which is where we were initially connected to our mothers through the umbilical cord. But there are still luminous threads that maintain a connection to our loved ones and to those people that we despise or dislike, that keep us in bondage to them in a kind of unconscious dialogue that we would just as soon do without. These are the attractors that predispose us to be born into the same families, be born into the same communities, and into the same psychological dynamics that we lived in our previous life. The eighth chakra exists outside of time, but manifests in time. In the same way that we exist outside of time in infinity, that we're spiritual beings on a great journey through the stars, but we manifest in time into a physical body. The eighth chakra is the portal, is the gateway to infinity, to timelessness, and into physical manifestation. It's helpful to imagine the eighth chakra like a radiant sun glowing above your head. This is the halo that was depicted around Christ and the apostles. This is the light that surrounds the head of the Buddha. This is the golden orb that you find in many of the Egyptian paintings. This eighth chakra has been depicted throughout history and throughout cultures as diverse as the Maori, as the Egyptian, as the Phoenician, as the Buddhist, as the Christian. But in our times today, we interpret these as a metaphor for a kind of inner light that comes with the process of awakening. The shaman understands that this is a literal light, that this is a light that we all possess, but that for many of us, has become very dimmed because of our disconnection from nature and from our own nature. So during the process of healing, as we clear each one of our chakras, as we eliminate the debris that is accumulated in each one of our chakras from pain and trauma and marriage and adolescence and divorces, as the chakras become clear and vibrate in their natural frequency and color, then we acquire what the shaman calls the rainbow body. The chakras again vibrate with the seven colors of the rainbow, and the eighth chakra becomes luminous, becomes a radiant sun above our heads. Now, most people, when I scan them, when I switch into shamanic perception and look at their chakras, what I see are dull gray centers that have been diluted and impacted by the emotional tests and trials that we have all gone through that have dulled our natural light. And as a result of the illumination process, the individual is able to recover that original light that they were born with and to become illumined. Illumination is about returning and recovering our original light. And it is a literal process. It's not a mental process. It's not a metaphor. It is a literal observable process that the shamans have been recording and notating for thousands of years.